there still is that concern, and you did touch on that, that people should not be scared to vote for the get away from the lesser evil paradigm, but that is a genuine concern. And so how do you address those people who would be very much on board with your platform but do have that concern?
Yes, you know, I think the track record here speaks for itself, that lesser evilism just keeps digging us in deeper. It doesn't get us out of this cycle. And, you know, the lesser evil strategy has prevailed for the last many elections, and we just keep marching to the right. Remember that Donald Trump and this extreme right-wing surge is a product of these policies of globalization, these policies of austerity, of worker disempowerment. That's exactly what the Clintons represent. And in fact, the economic misery that has driven the rise of Donald Trump comes right out of Wall Street deregulation, thank you to the Clintons, comes right out of NAFTA, thank you to the Clintons. And, you know, Hillary, again, is going to be driving forward the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's little doubt about that. So there is no relief here by putting another Clinton in the White House. We're only going to see right-wing extremism continue to surge. The only real solution, as Bernie Sanders himself said many times, are truly radical progressive policies. And we need to put our feet down and begin growing the power to do that. Sometimes, in order to build your power, you may have to lose an election or two. But we've got to be willing to recognize that we are the ones we've been waiting for. The corporate political parties are not going to hand this to us on a silver platter. By silencing ourselves and allowing the lesser evil to speak for us is exactly what the system wants in order to disempower us, move us out of the way, and continue their march over the cliff. It's really important for us to reject this propaganda of the lesser evil and to fight for the greater good, knowing that if we actually do stand up, look, there are 25 million Latinos who vote, who have learned that the Republicans are the party of hate and fear, but the Democrats are the party of deportation, detention, and night raids. So there are a lot of people looking for something else. 25 million there, 43 million young people locked in debt who don't have a way out with either party. The Democrats have not been kinder than the Republicans on the issue of student debt. If 43 million people came out to vote in their interest, you know, that's a winning plurality. If they each bring out a member of their family, that is a winning majority. In the words of Alice Walker, the biggest way people give up power is by not knowing we have it to start with. We actually do have the power. It's a matter of flicking that switch in our own minds from powerless to powerful. The minute we do that, we move from splitting the vote to flipping the vote. And however far we get is a victory. And we're going to have to fight this battle no matter who is in the White House. Even if we are in the White House, we have a big battle to fight. So it's time, you know, to stand up and to stand strong and stand together and realize that the minute we do that, we do have the power, we have the agenda, and we have the numbers to win the day.